I hope everyone has found a seat. What a full house. This is truly amazing. It's a great tribute to our speaker, Rich Newman, and we're delighted to have you all with us this evening. I'm John Van Horn. I'm the director of the Library Company of Philadelphia, and I'm really delighted to welcome all of you, especially those of you who are not Library Company members and who are here with us for the first time. I want to draw your attention to several things that are on the seats. We have a flyer listing some of our upcoming programs between now and November. Our next program is actually on August 20th, a talk about Camp William Penn, which was the largest facility for training black soldiers during the Civil War. And we'll have the author of a new book about Camp William Penn with us on that occasion. Also, there's a program evaluation form, which we'd appreciate your filling out if you would take a moment to do that after the program, and you can leave it at the in the basket at the front desk. There's also a brochure like this that tells you a great deal about the Library Company's history and collections. It relates to our founding by Benjamin Franklin and his friends 277 years ago, and also provides a lot of information about the current state of the Library Company. As an independent, nonprofit, non-circulating research library, we have maintained our reading rooms for use of the collections. In fact, during the week, this room that we're in now is our main reading room. We mount exhibitions in our gallery. We offer research fellowships to enable scholars to come and study here in Philadelphia for sustained periods. We continue to acquire, catalog, and conserve new rare materials. That's not a contradiction in terms. For the permanent collection. And we also present public programs, such as the one we're having this evening. There are several reasons why we're doing this program tonight, featuring Rich Newman and his new book, the biography of Richard Allen. First is the Library Company's emphasis on African-American history. We have in this building well over 500,000 items that are used as research materials by our visitors. We have rare books, pamphlets, broadsides, newspapers, manuscripts, graphic materials. They deal with almost every aspect of American history that you might think of between the earliest years and about the end of the 19th century. But we're particularly strong in certain fields. And one of those is African-American history. That collection has been growing since the 18th century and now consists of over 13,000 titles of printed works and almost 1,000 graphic items. It includes books, pamphlets, newspapers, periodicals, broadsides, prints, and photographs documenting the Western discovery and exploitation of Africa, the rise of slavery in the New World, along with movements to oppose slavery, the development of racial thought and racism, descriptions of African-American life, both slave and free, throughout the Americas, slavery and race in fiction and drama, and printed works of African-American individuals and organizations. The collection ranges in date from things dating back to the mid-16th century to the early years of the 20th century. In order to capitalize on the interest in this field and the great strengths that we already have in this area, last year, with the support of a grant from the Albert M. Greenfield Foundation, we inaugurated a new program in African American history. The program encompasses several different areas. We are acquiring, conserving, and cataloging more rare materials for the Afro-Americana collection. We're offering research fellowships, we mount exhibitions, and we're able to present public programs such as the one you're attending this evening. For instance, in March, we opened our Black Founders exhibition in the gallery, The Free Black Community in the Early Republic, and we hope you all have a chance to spend a few minutes in the gallery this evening taking in this exhibition, which was curated by our curator of African-American history, Philip Lapsansky. Also in April, we co-sponsored a major conference over 3 days on Atlantic emancipations. And then we're doing public programs such as this evening's talk by Rich Newman. All of these activities this year that we've undertaken under this broad umbrella of African-American history are meant to observe two bicentennial anniversaries. One is the closing of the international slave trade by Great Britain and the United States. And the second is celebrating the freedom that began to be achieved by Pennsylvania blacks in response to the Gradual Abolition Act of 1780, which took effect for certain enslaved Pennsylvanians in 1808. The second reason we're doing this program this evening is because it's Juneteenth, and I imagine most of you have heard of that occasion, but really commemorates June 19, 1865, when Union General Gordon Granger and 2,000 federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, bringing news of the end of the Civil War and arriving to enforce the emancipation of all the slaves. This date, then, has been celebrated by African Americans throughout America in the years since 1865 as Emancipation Day. And finally, we're really here to celebrate Rich Newman and the publication of his new book, Freedom's Prophet, Bishop Richard Allen, the AME Church, and the Black Founding Fathers, and to also celebrate our very intimate and longstanding relationship with Professor Newman. He's been a dear friend of ours for quite some time. He's a former research fellow who did some of the work for his Richard Allen project in this very room some years ago. He was the principal organizer of the conference I mentioned that we held in April on Atlantic emancipations. He wrote the introductory essay to this catalog that accompanies our current Black Founders exhibition. In 2006, he led a four-week summer seminar for school teachers on the subject of abolition that was funded by the National Endowment for the Humanities, and he's going to be doing the same thing again for us this summer in just a couple of weeks. And also in August, he'll be leading a one-week teacher training institute that we'll be holding for Philadelphia teachers in collaboration with the school district's Teaching American History federal grant. So we do have this wonderful relationship that this is kind of one of the capstones of what we've been enjoying with Rich through these years. Professor Newman is an